Chapter 32. When Helping Helps. There is a haze that one enters when one is first diagnosed with cancer. I call it the grace fog. I believe God was gracious to let us enter into a kind of stupor where we lived from one moment to the next. So many offers for help come in right at the start, but truly, our heads were spinning. There was no way we could clearly articulate our needs. All we really knew was we were broken and needy. It really took us weeks to understand what we needed. During this time, many people just did what they sensed they needed to do. One friend brought fruit often. Another brought flowers and placed them throughout our house. One friend brought me beautiful Burt's Bees lotions. Another spent hours rubbing my feet, a wonderful distraction from nausea. I never asked for these things, but these friends took the initiative and loved us sweetly in these ways. After hours of discussing with Jason, we arrived at these thoughts. First, our main concern was the kids. We wanted their hearts gently cared for in our home. We didn't want the older children to grow bitter by being asked to do too much. And we wanted the needs of our little ones to be carefully attended to in our home. So Jason and I prayed through a list of people we felt would love our children well through this difficult time. And in a totally new direction for us, we decided to ask, invite, people to live with us. With someone living here, Jason felt he could continue working. Plus, the kids would have a sense that the house was still functioning as it needed to, even with the mama down. Those first days in and around chemo were the critical ones. I could often be down for the count for 5 to 7 days. So the people we asked to help us really helped us. At the end of their stint, they all left physically exhausted. I'm sure the emotional drain was there, too. Countless times, the person would fall fast asleep as